Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Shift Spotlight Podcast. Today, I'm here with Andrew Reichert. He is the CEO of Birgo and can be found at birgo.com. So welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thanks for having me, Winter.
Okay, so I know you do things pretty different at your company. We're going to talk all about that. But before we dive into it, why don't you tell us an interesting fact about you that people may not know?
Wow. Depends on how interesting you want to get, but I'll go for a vulnerable detail. I was diagnosed with cancer just about 10 years ago. It was my first year into marriage. So we were newlyweds and got diagnosed with cancer and told we might never have kids. So it was an impactful time in our life.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear. Well, you have three beautiful daughters, right?
Three daughters, 10 years cancer-free. Yeah, so can't complain.
10 years cancer-free. So amazing. Congratulations. That's great to hear.
Thanks.
Okay, so why don't you tell us at a high level what it is that you do?
Absolutely. So at a very high level, we raise capital from investors. We buy multifamily workforce housing here in the heartland of America. So we buy in Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Buffalo, you know, markets like that. And we add value to those assets. And our mission is improving lives through real estate. So we like to say that we improve lives along the way. So it's really about raising capital, acquiring assets, and improving lives.
And this is a bit different from the normal real estate business that you hear about. Talk why Birgo is different.
Yeah, I mean, there's really three things I think make us different. One is what I just talked about. Like our mission is to eradicate slumlording and to just be a different kind of landlord to a demographic of tenant that I think is in dire need of that kind of a landlord. We often think of it as sort of the forgotten middle. So there's a lot of attention at Class A housing. There's a lot of attention and capital for Class C subsidized housing, but not a lot for the middle of the road. And so we like to give those people good, dignified housing. So that I think makes us different too. We're vertically integrated. So we not only raise capital, but we also operate the assets. So we're the boots on the ground, but we're also the folks who are stewarding the capital of our investors. So I think that also makes us a little unique. And then third, I think, is just our exclusive access to a product type. We raise funds, whereas a lot of other folks like us raise individual syndications. So that allows us to raise capital into a unique structure and get folks exclusive access, get investors exclusive access to the kind of product that we invest in.
Gotcha. And so can you tell us about your journey to becoming a CEO? How did you decide that this was the path you wanted to take?
Yeah, well, again, it depends how far back you want to go, but, you know, bit of a sort of, I would say, a bit of a roller coaster ride through high school, into college. Didn't really know what I wanted to do. You know, I was dabbling in all kinds of little stuff and then ended up reading a book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it sort of opened up my mind to the topic of being a CEO, being an entrepreneur, and also owning real estate. And so I became fascinated with both of those, started a couple small companies in college. And then I bought my first duplex the year I graduated from college. Now, what was interesting is I had no cash, no credit, no experience. And so I was reading books on, you know, how do you buy real estate with no money? How do you buy real
Yeah.
estate with no money
They
down?
were all out there during
They were
that
all out there. Yeah, everybody
time.
wanted to tell other people how to buy real estate with no money down. But lo and behold, I walked away from closing, not only not bringing money to closing, but I walked away from closing with a check for 20 grand.
Wow.
So I was able to buy a duplex that got me into real estate. Worked for a regional bank for 5 years, resigned from that job in 2012 to start this company.
Yeah. And so, you know, the bummer about Rich Dad, Poor Dad that I found out, and I love that book. That was a game-changing book for me. It was one of the reasons why I got involved in real estate myself. But the bummer is it wasn't true. He did not have the rich dad. Did you know
I didn't know that. Wow, I'm
that?
now
I know.
disillusioned.
I know, but hey, we're here because of it. So,
Yeah.
on your website, it looks like you have quite a bit of employees. How many employees do you have?
Yeah, we just crossed over 100 employees.
100 employees. So, how do you foster like a strong company culture during periods of growth with 100 employees? I mean, the message can get muddled, right? So, how do you do it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. It's something I've thought about for a long time now. And in fact, actually developed a little bit of a system for answering that question. So I know you and your listeners are very familiar with EOS. We run on EOS for our business, but I felt like we needed a sort of operating system for life to help our employees recognize that they're not just employees, they're not just workers. They exist beyond that. They have personal lives and hobbies and hopefully do things outside of work. So we're really big on the rhino over here. One of our core values is rhinocerality. And so we developed this thing called the Rhino Operating System, or ROS. And
This is
ROS
getting
is,
good. This is getting good.
yeah, it's pretty hilarious, but ROS is a way to get yourself aligned like a rhino would align itself before charging. And really, to get your entire life aligned, but also to give you thick skin like a rhino would have to withstand life's adversity. So for
Right.
me, that was cancer, you know, multiple times getting, you know, just in trouble and needing to find a way around, kind of continuing on in the path I was supposed to be going in. So that's the system we developed. That's what I think keeps our employees engaged. Because of that, our employee engagement is top 1% in the industry.
Wow. And
We have.
in a relatively high turnover business that, you know, that's incredible. That's actually amazing.
Yeah, we have really high top 1% retention, top 1% employee engagement. So much so that I ended up writing a book about it, just because I was like, hey, I want to get this message out to, you know,
Yeah.
my kids, my grandkids. So not only did we develop the system, but we developed a course and an app and wrote a book and got that out as well.
Amazing. I love that. So, I want to kind of tie into that with the ROS and like let's talk about Thrive and what that means to Burgo because that seems to be a is that kind of like your core is the Thrive your core values?
Yeah, Thrive is the acronym for our core values. You know, we really have a couple things that I think make us stand out. Well, first of all, the acronym itself, Thrive, right? Like it's
Great.
not just wanting people to survive. We literally want people to thrive. So we want people to come to their job every single day, jump out of bed and be excited about the work that they do, be excited about the fact that they're aligned with a mission to do something important. For us, that's improve lives through real estate. But we want them to feel like they can thrive in doing that.
Right.
And two, one of the core values, rhinocerality, which I mentioned briefly, is the type of person that really that particular core value, I think, sort of separates the kind of folks that we hire from the kind of folks that we won't hire.
Yeah.
It's really we're looking for the rhino, the person who's driven, who wants to charge down goals, who has thick skin to withstand life's challenges. And we can develop some of those character traits, but we really want to find people that have that innate in them and are excited to be here.
Yeah. And I mean, some people it can be acquired, but most people with that sort of kind of rhino drive, it's sort of something you kind of have, right? It's not teachable always.
Yeah, that's exactly our perspective. So just like EOS suggests, we hire, we manage, we review, we reward, we recognize, and when necessary, we fire around those core values. And sometimes you don't actually know if that person's a good fit or not until, unfortunately, they've been on board 90 days or 180 days, and you're like, it's just not a core values fit. So
Yep.
sometimes we have to
And
make a
you
change.
try, and most people try, and there's a lot of things you can put in place to find out if they're going to be a right fit. But at the end of the day, you just don't know until you know, sometimes,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
And we do everything to find out beforehand. We have
Yeah.
multiple assessments that we do. We have all kinds of stuff. And sometimes you just don't know until they're on board.
You just can't. Yeah. So, I mean, you've said you've been using EOS. How long have you been using it? What has that journey been like?
Yeah, we self-implemented EOS in 2018, and then we hired an implementer in 2020. So that was a 2-year implementation. We finished in 2022. And we've been continuing to kind of run on all cylinders EOS since then. It's been really good. We also implemented 90 as the technology that we use to run our company on EOS right around 2022 as well. So we've been running on that for a few years also, and it's been great. It's been a great way to keep our company aligned and all rowing in the same direction.
So, as you've scaled your business, what challenges have taken you by surprise and how have you handled them? It's one thing when you were buying your own duplex back in the day, but then you get 100 people relying on you underneath you. What's been the biggest surprise for you?
I think there's been a lot of surprises. I mean, if we're sticking on the thread of kind of the people, one of my surprises was just this concept that the people that got you here won't get you there. So it was just a hard reality when we had loyal employees to just recognize that they were just in a position that unfortunately had outgrown them. As we grew from 0 to 10, and then from 10 to 30, we just hit various inflection points where we just needed a different level of manager, a different level of executive to really lead the charge to get to the next level. And unfortunately, that means we've had these great loyal employees that we either needed to find a different seat for them or they just didn't have a seat on the bus. And that was just, those are really hard things to deal with as we've scaled the organization.
Yeah. So how did you deal with those? Because it's a common problem we see. It's a common problem I hear when I'm speaking with CEOs. And it's like, I know one company, this guy, his janitor went all the way up to VP because the guy was loyal, but he was not the guy to get him there. It's just he trusted him, And so how do you have those hard conversations? Because, loyalty is hard to find, but you've got to run your business the way it needs to be run. So, talk more about that because I think that is a very common struggle that CEOs and visionaries have.
Yeah. Well, it's something I think about and we talk about a lot. And not to go back to the sort of system that we created, but the first component of the Rhino operating system is the who component. So just like there's like six components of EOS, there's these five key components to ROS. And the first is understanding your unique who. So your unique DNA, never before being created, never again going to be created. And then that should lead into the second component, which is your why. Like, why do you exist? What do you want to get out of life? When you're no longer on this earth, what do you hope is true and has been said about you and your life? And so we like force our employees to think about these really deep questions because it's easy to, just put somebody in a job and have them just doing that job. And then when they outgrow the job, it's like, or the job outgrows them in this instance. It's like, now what? And oftentimes people will, leave an organization or they'll just be dissatisfied. But if you're having an ongoing conversation with them, and particularly if you take an abundance mentality of, hey, you don't necessarily need to be here at this company. What's more important is that you are fulfilled and engaged in the work that you're doing. And if that means us launching you out to another organization, great. We'll give you a good letter of recommendation. We'll launch you out well. So that's our approach is
That is an excellent way to do it. And it's not a way to do it. It's the truth. If you are standing behind what you're trying to build there and who you're trying to build there and having them hit their own personal goals, you're just in alignment with that. So I think that's really smart.
Yeah, thank you. And I think it's the best way to care for our team. You know, like
Yeah.
we think about improving lives through real estate with our employees as well, and we want to improve their life. And like the best way to do that is to get them fully aligned, fully fulfilled in their role, whether that's here at our company or not.
Right.
Hi there. This is Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. What's holding your company back? It's often blind spots in leadership, miscommunication, misaligned priorities, and untapped growth opportunities. GCE's 360 assessment provides crystal clear insights into your team's strengths and challenges. Then, one of our leaders will work with you to turn those insights into an action plan, ready to build a stronger, aligned team that can execute against your vision. Learn more about our 360 assessment today.
So shifting gears a little bit from people, you know, you're in a very rapidly changing market. So how do you ensure your company stays relevant with every day a new change out there?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, rapidly changing is absolutely true. Interest rates have been going up, and that's really put a bit of a strain on real estate operators in general, certainly on us. And then with the advancements in AI, like everybody's sort of upending what they're doing and thinking about how can I be leveraging AI? How can I be leveraging business process outsourcing and technology in order to reduce expenses, increase revenue, run a better business. And so we're constantly thinking about those changes macroeconomically, micro, and even here in our business, and thinking about how can we not just react, but actually be an early adopter. How can we be proactive about these changes that are coming? For us, it really comes down to agility. Like we think and function in a very agile way. And so we want to dig into what's happening and quickly think about, hey, what implications does this have for our business, and do we need to make changes? And then make those changes as quickly as we can.
Right.
So I mean that's really our approach. We try to be maybe not on the bleeding edge, but certainly on the leading edge of changes, so that when they come, we're ready to go.
Right. So what excites you about the future of your industry?
Yeah, I mean, some of the things I just said, honestly, real estate has historically been a bit of an archaic industry, a slow adopter of technology. So I invest in our funds, but I also invest in other funds. So I invest in our multifamily funds, but I also invest in self-storage and mobile home parks and all kinds of other funds. And one of the things I'm investing in right now is actually a prop tech fund, so real estate technology fund. And it's just interesting to me to see all of this technology that's popping up and using AI and streamlining things that for years and years and years people did in such a manual way. And it's funny because
Right.
some of these other funds that I'm invested in still do things in very manual ways, mobile home parks and self-storage and
Yeah.
even multifamily. They're just their rent rolls are on pieces of paper and stuff. I mean, it's amazing to see what these people are doing. And so I'm most excited about the use of technology and artificial intelligence, along with outsourcing, nearshoring, offshoring of those labor components to really drive efficiency. And I think we'll ultimately continue to improve return on investment and continue to make the product a really great investment.
So, who's the optimal demographic that you work with at Burgo? Like, who are your investors? What do they look like?
Yeah, our investors is they have to be accredited, so they have to have at least $1 million net worth. Most of our investors are, closer to like 10 to 100 million net worth. They're usually highly successful CEOs, doctors, entrepreneurs, lawyers, whatever they've done, they've been really successful in, and they've probably had a liquidity event or two, that has generated some liquidity. they're not real estate professionals. That, so they don't want to think about what's a good real estate investment, how do I operate it. They don't want to deal with the tenants and the toilets. You know, they really want to outsource that to somebody else.
Yep.
And so they end up trusting us with their capital. And we, you know, we've got a couple billionaire investors who have trusted us with significant amounts of their capital. And they like getting the K-1s that are passive income, but actually in a very tax advantaged way. And then they get to be hands off.
Yep. Because they just don't, they want the benefit that real estate can bring them without the hassle. And, and I think that what you do, there is a very strong need for that type of person, because the old way of doing it, it's still a way. It's not a wrong way, but it's a much more arduous way. And those people tend to be too busy for that kind of way of trying to get wealth through real estate.
Yeah, especially successful CEOs, entrepreneurs who they're focused on their operating company.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what's next for you and your company? Where do you see yourself investing resources for growth over the next year?
Yeah, I would say two answers to that. So first, I'll start with the company. So our 10-year target is to get to $1 billion of assets under management by the year 2030. So we set that target in the year 2020. We're currently at about $350 million of assets under management. So we want to get to $1 billion. So that's 3x our size in the next 5 years. So that's really what we're heavily focused on right now. How are we going to 3x, you know, in the next 5 years? So that's priority one for us as a company. And then I would say for me as an individual, taking our company there, certainly leading the company there, but also just supporting other companies, other entrepreneurs with some of the stuff that we talked about, this Rhino operating system, helping them to think about their employee engagement and helping them to develop businesses that I think really reflect the concepts of stewardship of employees. Like how are we really helping people to steward their employees well? So I'm passionate about that. I'm sure I'll be supporting and serving other companies in that as well.
I love that. If you had to do it over again, speaking to a younger or less experienced self, what would your advice be?
I had to do it over again. I think the main thing that I really would have done differently is I would have taken an approach of sort of begin with the end in mind, I guess. So I started in 2012 and we didn't launch we didn't implement EOS till 2018.
Right.
So 6 years later. And I would say very much there was like a lack of vision clarity in those first six years. So I'm doing a little bit of everything. We're doing like third party property management. We're doing commercial real estate. We're building new construction, building 3 townhomes. We built a 36 unit property. We were doing historic unit rehabilitations. Ugh. I mean, just like literally everything. So just, there's just no focus.
Yeah.
And so I think if I was going to do it all over again, focus from day one, this is the thing that we do. We're going to do this and this alone, and we're going to do this really well.
You know, it's hard though, because like I understand that concept, and niche and specializing is always the way to wealth through real estate, in my opinion. But when you're first starting out, sometimes you have that, where do I land? And you don't know right off the bat what it is. So sometimes you do kind of got to dabble a little bit and then say, okay, this is the direction. But yes, getting there faster is obviously the goal.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, just to use the EOS language, I think if I had had an integrator that wasn't me at the time, somebody would have at least put some restriction on that. Like, we're not going to do all the things, you know?
Yeah, so. Yeah. And a tough integrator, right? Because like this, we can't handle, right? A tough integrator will say, hey, look, right. I know you want to do this, but we can't manage it right now. We can't handle it right now. So focus on this and we'll get there, right?
Yeah.
Instead of just, we'll do it all. We'll do everything. So, okay. And we'll, just two more quick questions. What is one book or resource that you would recommend to another CEO?
Oh, can I give
Besides
like
rich
a,
dad, poor dad.
yeah, can I give a shameless plug?
Oh, absolutely. Go for it.
So, I mean, my book, Priorities on Purpose, is the book that I just finished, and it's the book that I wish I had. So I wrote it to myself 20 years ago, and it's really just about what I just talked about. It's about focusing. If you're a new CEO starting a new company, you've got to ask, what is yours to do and why are you doing it? So that's the who and the why. Like, who are you? What's your unique DNA and what's yours to do? And why do you care about doing it? And I think those are key questions that I put in my book.
Nice. And so if somebody listening wanted to take the next step with Burgo and find out more about what you do, what should they do?
Yeah, so prospective investors, if you want to learn more about our investment products, it's burgocapital.com, BIRGOcapital.com. But if you want to just connect with me, you want to talk about real estate or investing or talk about your portfolio, you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty active on LinkedIn. You can send me a message on LinkedIn, just Andrew Reichert, and I'm happy to chat with you, talk through, kind of what you're going through, and be happy to, serve you and your audience in any ways.
Thank you. So we do you have a website for the Priorities on Purpose book?
Yeah, it's rosjourney.com.
Okay, so what we'll do is we will put that in here as well so that if people want to download the book, they'll know where to go to get it.
Yeah, sounds great.
Awesome. Thanks for being here today. We really appreciate you.
Thanks, Winter.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.